Get ready to do a deep dive to get small business success strategies and tactics from the entrepreneur with the guts and the depth of experience that gets you success in any market at any time. You're listening to The Ripple Effect with your instructor, Drew Stevens. Hey, this is Drew Stevens, and I want to talk to you today a little bit about website success secrets. You need a website in order to have your business prosper. It's the only way for people to understand the brand that you have and get a better understanding about the products and services that you have to offer. I want to talk to you today about how to set up a website. Let's start with that, and then I'll look at some of the components that you need to have. First and foremost, there are two different ways that you can actually get a website operational in no time flat, say 2 to 3 weeks. One is that you can build it yourself or hire someone, but obviously that takes a little bit of time, talent, and money. The second is that there happen to be a number of different resources on the internet that actually have pre-built templates, and you can have a website operational in literally no time. I've seen people do it in as little as 24 to 48 hours, and some a little bit longer depending upon the complexity and things that they're building. You need some more information on that, send me an email. I'll be more than happy to assist you. Let's look at website setup. When we're looking to set up a website, my suggestion is to have no more than, say, 4 or 5 pages to get you started. Obviously, the first is to have a home page. Then you want to have a second page, a little bit about you, a little bit about the company, and what brought all of this together. You might have a second page, or a separate page, excuse me, that talks a little bit about the product or the service. Have some good detailed information. I would then have a third page that sets up case studies and lets people understand your community, the people that are going to be looking at your particular product, how you have helped to resolve some type of a problem that they may be looking for. And then finally, last but not least, a contact us page. Now, in order to get this website set up, let's talk about a couple of things that you should have. First, you should look at the most popular keywords to help you understand the words that are going to be useful in getting people to find you on the internet. Just like you search for things such as women's red shoes or men's tackling equipment, the fact remains is that you need to have some good keywords on your website so that people can instantly find you. Think of it as nothing more than a little bit of bait. I would use a tool known as Google Keyword Tool, and that should be able to help you substantially. Secondly, every page should be short. But in addition to it being short, it should have a purpose. Every single page on your website has to have some criteria such as your value proposition. You want to have some pictures on it that are clear. Don't put too much text. People skim, you skim, I skim. So you want to ensure the fact that you have some good graphics on there, but you don't overload the page with a tremendous amount of text. Have some good fonts so it's very, very easy to read. And last but not least here, remember the 7-second rule. And that is people will be looking at your website and skimming around. You want them on the page for a little bit longer than 7 seconds, because if it's not there, they don't see what they like, they're off to your competitor. I would tend to offer some type of free marketing magnet, something that you can put on your homepage, or any of the pages for that matter, that allow you to capture names and email addresses. Doing so will allow constant interaction with your market should they not be there to buy something today. I would also recommend really understanding what people are looking for. In other words, why are people coming to your website? What would make them come there? Is it a product? Is it a service? If it's a product or a service, let's face it, you have built your company on the premise that there's a problem. So if there's a problem based upon someone's want or need, then what I would recommend is identify the problem for them. Put a paragraph together that lets them know what the issue is, and then secondly, how you will resolve it. Put together a very short sentence or two of how your particular product or service resolves the problem. Let's say, for example, it might be a STEM product. You know, science, technology, engineering, and math. And you have developed a toy that allows children to better understand the STEM issues that they're not learning perhaps in elementary, secondary, or even high school for that matter. Put that solution together for them. Let them know why you did it. Provide a paragraph or two that provokes them or even agitates them enough to ask the question, why haven't they used or found a product or service like yours before? And then lastly, what you want to let them know are two things. Number one, what they need to do. In other words, provide a call to action. Let them know how you can resolve this problem, how your product or service allows that particular consumer that's reviewing your site to take a look at this and say, I got to take action on it now. It might be a phone call. It might be going to your contact page. It might just be filling out an email and sending it to you right then, right there. Or if it's an e-commerce site, actually buying the product. But you have got to provide a call to action. When you're building a website, you really want to think in terms of conversion. You want to think in terms of how many people are coming to the site and actually converting and turning into money. Don't worry about hits. I remember many years ago, and even people still utilize it today, we have 100,000 visitors. We have 300,000 viewers per month. Who cares? It doesn't matter. And there's a lot of scientific formula that goes into that. And I won't go into that here. What I'm concerned about is how many people are converting and buying. If you have a product or you have a service, you want to ensure that people are actually investing in you in some way, shape, or form. Let's face it, that's the way we make money. So my suggestion is to take some of these tips and techniques that I've taught you today and put them into use. Most importantly, if you don't have a website, get one up today. You need to have one because it's the only way to build a community. It's the easiest way to market your product, and it's the best way to be found in a competitive market. Yes, even your particular product or service is in an exceedingly competitive market. There's nothing new under the sun. So my suggestion is get operational today. Hey, thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate your time, and I'll look forward to seeing you on a next version of The Ripple Effect. This session of The Ripple Effect with Drew Stevens has concluded. We hope we have expanded your thinking and provided you with great tips to expand your business. Don't forget to rate and review so that we can continue to bring you outstanding content. We look forward to providing you with more groundbreaking techniques that bring you all of the elements for business success. We'll see you next time on another version of The Ripple Effect. The Ripple Effect is sponsored by Orca Communications. Orca Communications Unlimited was founded in 2002 and is widely known as America's PR firm for inventors and entrepreneurs. Its hard-hitting, highly effective, out-of-the-box approach to public relations allows Orca to continually produce exceptional results for its clients. Orca specializes in consumer PR in all industries, including baby and children's products, pet, home and garden, style and beauty, retail, health and safety, gifts, technical innovations, and much, much more. To get your business to thrive in any market, then visit with us today at www.orcacommunications.com or call us at 480-422-0034.